Okay, so just so the audience could hear, the focus of the question was about the potential for economic benefits to flow to local communities from projects once they get, or if they get, to a commercial scale, and if community benefit agreements as a structure or way to think about how those benefits could flow to communities in terms of economic development across fisheries or other industries, if I got that right. So who on the panel would want to address that? Paul?
I'll get started with it. I'm sure some other people have some good comments. A couple of comments on that. It's already included in the PUC RFP. In their analysis, and as they go through and as they've been working with Statoil, that local economic development benefits have to be calculated within realistic constraints of the project size and the cost of projects. One of the things you need to be a little bit careful about when you look at economic development benefits and trying to retain those locally is not setting up artificial marketplaces that are going to ratchet up the cost of the price artificially. I'll give you a really good example of that. In Quebec, the province of Quebec, they have specific content requirements in the different areas of the province of Quebec, especially in the eastern part of the province of Quebec, the Gaspé area. 60% of all the wind power there has to, all the wind power there that's installed has to be produced there, the components have to be produced there in Gaspé. So I visited with a company called Marmon that does towers. They had a facility right outside of Quebec City that was capable of producing towers, but in order to be able to sell their towers to the Gaspé region in Quebec, they had to open up a new plant in Gaspé. So they went ahead and they did. A year and a half later, the province of Ontario announced that they were going to have a local content law. And so Marmon is now looking at 700 miles of a highway, and they're wondering to themselves, is it really worthwhile for us to have three different manufacturing plants for towers within the 700 miles? And if they decide to do that, it basically increases the price of their towers rather than decreasing it, because they're losing their efficiencies. So as we look at these benefits, and when we want to attract these benefits, we want to do that by working with local industries that have the capabilities. We have to be careful not to put stringent requirements on here that create artificial marketplaces and ratchet up the cost of the project. We're all citizens here who are paying for that power. And so so we need to balance that very carefully.
So to address that question, I also might ask Rick Belovitz and put him on the spot a little bit. On the general topic of community benefits agreements and also on environmental impacts and economics of offshore wind energy, I would encourage you to pick up some fact sheets that we put together with input from a lot of people and peer review from people that are in the back of the room that can also provide more details on some other examples of case studies. Greg, would you want to speak at all to, in the general category of community benefit, particularly to the fishing community, you know, if there have been discussions about that in Rhode Island and any perspective that you think might be particularly relevant for Maine on that?
So in Rhode Island, anyway, in the Rhode Island project, we have a developer that's interested in...
We can't hear you.
How's that? Better? So in Rhode Island, we have a developer that's proposing a small pilot program similar to what they're proposing up here in Maine, and then also a larger offshore development, commercial grade. And in regards to some of the community benefits, there's been some discussion in regards to research and development and using fishing vessels to perform that research. There's also some talk about using the commercial vessels as transportation back and forth during the construction phase. And I think there's also some talk about retraining some fishermen in regards to offering tours of these wind towers as opposed to fishing, things like that. So there are some benefits from individual projects on a regional level or a specific level that you can explore.
Are there other questions?